So without further ado, let's get into this. There's a cardiologist, a human cardiologist, let me clarify, who took his cat to the vet, and he was very unhappy with the pricing schedule and the prices, and came up with his own scenario about what happens.
You can't more than double the bill for doing nothing. What's your thoughts?
Okay, so let's talk about
thank
that.
You for sparking my PTSD from this.
and full disclosure, you've actually contacted Dr. Levine, and you've had some conversations over social media with him, am I correct?
Yes, we have. Yeah.
Okay. So let's first of all, I just want to point out that I think when we're dealing with things like that, I mean, to introduce words like scammers and you know, ripping people off and stuff, I think the biggest thing, especially with the Not One More Vet movement that goes on and the high rate of suicide, et cetera, in the profession, I think it is just to be kind. You know, yeah. And I'm going to go out on a limb here in that just based on 23 years of doing this from human behavior standpoint, it almost like this is the first time he's actually dealt with a large vet bill for his his cat, and we see this all the time, and I think there's a lot of anger involved there. But let's take a different approach. Let's talk about how human medicine and veterinary medicine are completely different. I touched on the fact that we're dealing with a huge expense as running a veterinary hospital alone. It's a huge deficit that a veterinary owner has to deal with as far as producing income. The difference I find between a veterinary hospital and a human clinic are significant. I talk about this a lot, and that as a practice owner, you have to have everything that a full-size human hospital has. And mm-hmm. and as such, there is a underlying cost to that, and an underlying, as I always say, that we begin the day in the hole, and we have to dig ourselves out every day because of all the expenses we have to pay. So I think that that's something we should touch upon. And let's face it, it doesn't matter if you're human or veterinary medicine, this is a business. Our business happens to be providing medical service to animals. His business is providing medical service to humans as a cardiologist, but we are businesses, and businesses need to be viable. You know, and I think that what shocks me is coming from the human world, the discussion about insurance should be there. And so what's your take on this aspect of that?
Can you see me? I'm still looking at his face. Can you fix that?
I'll stop the share. There we go. Okay, stop the share.
Okay, better. You know, I only watched the whole thing a couple times. It's all I could take. But watching it again, it's so inflammatory. And now, you know, he's like, oh, everyone's being a bully to me. It's like, that was so inflammatory. Okay, that's not what we have to focus on. Yes, human med and veterinary medicine, like, yes, we are both providing medical care to living, breathing mammals. But it is apples and oranges. People have said that in comments. And they're not wrong. It is apples and oranges, which is the point. Him talking about veterinary medicine from the podium of a human medical professional makes no sense. And it's totally different. And insurance has a lot to do. And human medicine is a huge mess. Everybody knows that in America, in most places. Nobody really has gotten it really very great. And it's a mess, and insurance has a lot to do with the mess. And it's wild what, like, when you look at, because I have posted more about, like, comparing bills for lab work between human medicine and animal medicine, and even Dr. Levine has commented on that, like, you can't, that's before insurance and co-pays and Medicare and blah blah blah. And it's like, okay, so it's just like fake figures, I guess, then, is what he's saying. Like, the numbers don't mean anything on the human side, but they do, and that's issue, is that
we're close to those numbers. We in the veterinary profession are close to the numbers. So, like, you know, what the general populace might not know is less than 10% of pets are insured in the United States.
Yeah.
And know, insurance does enable you, especially with this sort of condition. If your pet is recently diagnosed with a thyroid condition, that is a non-pre-existing condition, and veterinary insurance will cover it. It'll cover anywhere from 80 to 90% of that. So, you know, and pet parents who have insurance always say, do whatever you got to do because I have insurance. And Denmark, they have 80% of the pets are insured, and the happiest pet parents are there, as well as the happiest veterinarians, because we're able to provide the medical service the pet needs, and the pet parents able to do it because of insurance.